On the other side of the world, in Tunisia, democracy activists used open-source software created right here in Argentina by Pia Mancini and her team at Democracy OS to debate their new constitution. So how do the people in Tunisia connect with you and your app?
They didn't. It's open source. They just found it online. We found out that they were using it through a Transparency International news article. So they just went online and they looked for an application that would allow them to open up public debate around the constitution. And they found Democracy OS, our GitHub, and they just forked the source code and started using it. It's great building something that in order for other people to use it, they don't have to ask for permission. They just go ahead and they say, thank you.
In 2012, Mancini co-founded Argentina's Net Party, which is inspired by tech-savvy pirate parties in Germany and Sweden. She and her party invented Democracy OS to make it possible for members to debate the party's first platform on the web. It worked so well that they decided to do something novel. They proposed using the platform to engage Argentines in city government.
What we do is we have a team of volunteers that they just go to every committee meeting, the local congress. They feed the app with updates and with the legislation that's going to be discussed that particular week. And what we do is we, first of all, we explain it. We try to strip it down of judiciary jargon just to make it really simple and easy to understand. So what we say is that, okay, this project aims to do this, right? So those who are against argue this. Those who are in favor are arguing this. You know, feel free to argue yourself, post your comment, whatever. And so there's a discussion that it's raised, and then you can vote how you would like your representative to vote.
At the end of every week, Mancini and her team are able to compare how people wanted their representatives to vote versus how the reps actually voted. But starting in August, the Buenos Aires City Assembly will begin to read out results from Democracy OS while debating bills. Mancini says that because the platform is open source, anyone can look at the code to make sure it's legit, the platform was acceptable to opposition parties.
So we signed an agreement and we're going to be setting up a Democracy OS platform for Congress. And they're going to be discussing three pieces of legislation in our platform. Well, their platform is going to be from August till December. So the idea is that, okay, members of parliament, they're not saying we are going to vote according to what citizens say, but they're saying we want to see what this is about.
But the system has not been without its critics.
Con lo anónimo de internet, ¿cómo piensan ustedes manejar este sistema?
In a recent interview on Argentine news channel Radio Frecuencia Zero, one of the party's co-founders, Agustin Fritzera, dodged a question about whether the system could be hacked or subject to voter fraud. The media has also criticized the Net Party for refusing to define its views on important social issues like abortion.
¿Cuál es el anclaje ideológico? Posiciones, por ejemplo, a favor de al aborto.
That happened in this interview with InfoBAE, with Santiago Siri, the party's co-founder and Mancini's boyfriend. Mancini, for her part, says those questions aren't relevant because the party is looking to gain a foothold in city government, not in the country's Congress. In the wake of her party's recent election loss, she's focusing on promoting Democracy OS globally. Today, she's in a rush because she has to catch a flight to Mexico, where she's consulting to the government there and to the net neutrality movement.
We see ourselves as a movement because we are not only developing technology, we're also building the offline connector. So we actually funded the Net Party here in Argentina because we understand that political parties are key in political process, and we do not want to replace them. We do not want to have a direct democracy where everyone votes everything all the time. We just want to make political parties make better decisions, and at the same time, we want citizens to be able to engage directly with the political system in a way that they haven't been doing until now.
Mancini says that we need to think about whether systems that were developed in the 18th century and fully implemented in the 20th century make sense in a 21st century context. But it's unclear whether apps designed to move along this transformation, like Democracy OS, will be able to reach a critical mass of users needed to be relevant. Given the amount of publicity Mancini and the Net Party have received, participation on the site is low, rarely surpassing 100 votes. This in a capital city with some 2.5 million eligible voters. Michael Scaturo, DW, Buenos Aires.